Good morning. Today's scripture comes from the psalm appointed for today's morning prayer, Psalm 37, verses 7 through 9. It reads, "Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret yourself over the one who prospers, the one who succeeds in evil schemes. Refrain from anger, leave rage alone. Do not fret yourself. It leads only to evil." The actual Hebrew translation is as follows: "Be patient and wait for the Lord. Do not be vexed by the prospering man who carries out his schemes. Give up anger, abandon fury. Do not be vexed. For evil men will be cut off, but those who look to the Lord, they shall inherit the land." The definition of vex is to make someone feel distressed, annoyed, frustrated, or worried, especially with trivial matters. I find the verbs very interesting in the Hebrew translation: be patient and wait, do not be vexed, give up anger, abandon fury. It doesn't say not to get angry or mad, but to give up those emotions, to abandon the negativity. Do not be distressed over trivial matters, for those who trust in the Lord will grow, will be nourished, will be given what they need. I invite you to join me today in reflecting on the thoughts and worries that cause distress in our lives, the trivial matters. What are they? Why do we hang on to them? By hanging on to them, are we trying to control God? What negative emotions can we abandon or give up to the Lord? Today's closing prayer may be found on page 379 of the Book of Common Prayer. It's the second preface for Lent, near the top of the page. Let us pray. You bid your faithful people cleanse their hearts and prepare with joy for the Paschal feast, that, fervent in prayer and in works of mercy and renewed by your word and sacraments, they may come to the fullness of grace which you have prepared for those who love you. Amen. I invite you to call back tomorrow for a new reflection or sign up for my blog, Inner Altar, to automatically receive each reflection in your inbox. Almighty and everlasting God, you hate nothing you have made and forgive the sins of all who are penitent. Create and make in us new and contrite hearts, that we, worthily lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, may obtain of you, the God of all mercy, perfect remission and forgiveness. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.